Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its five-year mission, to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smith, the international call.
Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Cyanide Night.
Interface complete.
Toning it down, people. We're going to tone it down.
And quarts of lemonade, but it still don't taste like juice. Been trying to make a picnic from this drought that I've been through. Squeezing sour citrus, tart and tangy with a seal. Squeezing sour citrus has lost its sex appeal. I've consumed my bowl of cherries, had some lovers come and go. There's been times when I've made money, but these bills won't seem to go. Squeezing sour citrus, not bad if you like lemonade. Squeezing sour citrus, but there's other drinks by Minute Maid. Drop by drop, so strong and tasty. Now I've got the hang of it. In this life, you'll go through changes. You will win if you just don't quit. Squeezing sour citrus, serve it in a champagne flute. Adversity, defeat, and challenge. Got no victory, the joke's on you.
I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to get on your grind and your hustle and bring me in that money. Go ahead and drop that.
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money. Cause she can't have my money, money. Cause she want all my money, money. My son is shooting cold. My baby mama broke. Like no joke, I thought I told you that before. Cause every time I see you, fresh polish on your toes. That's why I caught my son his own business with a code. And cop me a fresh outfit, fresh clothes. Every time I see you, always asking me for more. Damn, baby mama, just send it to you where it go. When you come around, new hair, new clothes. So when you gonna respect the pavement, I don't know. Cause some kind of shady, kind of sneaky with you, girl. I take care of mine as well, I'm grinding across the world. The hustle don't stop, mama. Catch up, you lost, mama. Keep your 9 to 5, I'ma grind, I'll stop. Trust that I'm doing this for my little breath hush. When it comes to my little man, I don't blush. Little man, daddy got you, you know.
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money. Cause she can't have my money, money. Cause she want all my money, money.
Don't take me seriously, you take me for a joke. That's why I wrote this song and it just might blow. Just to show my little man that daddy is a pro. And baby mama know, that's why baby daddy gotta get it. When I spit it, go stop, get with it, stop slipping, might get broke off. I'ma show you how to get it as soon as I catch up and lift off. Yeah, I know you pissed off. I'ma pay my government, cash my debts off. You didn't know I knew you put me on child support, huh? But it don't matter, cause I see what kind of girl you are. I want a family hotel on the boulevard. You wanna bring me down? Well, that's gonna take long. Send the emails and texts, well, that's a soccer song. I stay broke for real, need money for my son. By the way,
my baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money. Cause she can't have my money, money. Cause she want all my money, money. My son needs shoes and clothes. My baby mama broke for the love of money. Trouble. For the love of money, gotta get this money now on a double. Money, 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 money.
My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. My baby mama broke. Cause she want all my money, money.
Take off your shoes, girl. want those things, baby. Must be my wife, baby. Gotta go down the aisle, baby. We gotta see the preacher. We got to get it together, baby. Yeah. Friends and family, they come to witness you and me. We've got to make it right. If you want wife benefits, you gotta be my wife. Baby, you must be my wife. Be a part of my life. It's time to make everything right, baby. A part of my life, babe.
Yeah, yeah,
trying to make everything all right, yeah,
babe. All right, babe.
Pretty baby, pretty baby. Gonna take a pretty baby. I want you to be my wife, pretty baby. I call me here, pretty baby, pretty baby. You're the gleam in my babe. You're the one that makes me smile. Pretty baby, pretty baby. I'm gonna love you so much, baby. So much, so much, baby.
Thank you. T-Pain. Yeah! Let go. Uh-huh. Let go. Uh-huh. You know what we represent, man. Happy boy!
Yeah, see you display the right look, perpetrate the right move, toenails looking better than your new stiletto shoes. Got a dude at the crib, but he never on his job, more like a flop. Up in your pillow, he lay his socks. He don't got a problem staying home without a goal. Got a POS with, and his rim from rent and roll. I don't know who he is, they could really give a shit. I'm a veteran, baby, he a rookie looking for tips. I don't kiss ass, relate more to getting cash. Sitting back, poolside, tipping on my cognac. Calm ass, niggas just be sure to never cross his path. Most people cutting back, I prefer to burn grass. Earn stacks like Snoop, but without the perm. Black tinted V, catches envy, but they'll live and learn. Turn heads when I ball, like a game at Rucker Park. I'm a bard from the rest, roll with him when you walk. For shorty, I got a car, I got a crib, and at the mall, probably street from where I live.
I see little mama on the dance floor while you out there. and she's popping. She's popping.
This one.
She know what she wanna do. So she's dropping, dropping. Like it's something she likes to wear. What's popping, popping? Jewelry, perfume, and boots. But she got that dollar. Wanna holla. Everything little mama do is popping. And this whole day, she's feeling so good. Her mood is just fine. Whole party's tonight. Let them haters multiply when they see her coming down from that bed.
Fahad right there, man. Shout out to Fahad.
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the corner of 34th and Shelby Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing all the latest hits and old school gospel rap explosion.
One more. We're coming back, getting this thing started with the Nothing New. Tone It Down Thursday. Your host, Captain Smells So Good, co-host by Neverland's Own and FIFA Cup finalist. Say it now. Come right back at you. Just to start off the start off the nutty news, I got a damn Facebook picture I'm finna share. blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. If you'd like to check it out, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice little funny pic. And hold on, let me post it real quick and we get this thing started. We're gonna start this thing off early, people. Tone you down with some nutty news, you know what I'm saying? And get into some sports news and all that. Check that. And there's what I'm showing is a picture of a motherfucker took a shopping cart and made a goddamn barbecue grill out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's classic though. They put it over a well or something in a trailer park. And they got the... They done put the damn, man, that shit crazy. I guess they done lost the grill. It's a grill, like an in-ground grill. I guess they lost the actual grill part to it. And, you know, just tipped the goddamn shopping cart over. All right, people. It's a good little comedy to start the nutty news off. You know what I'm saying? All right, let me end that real quick and beam up in some personnel. And then we get this thing started. It's another weedless Thursday, people. Know what's going on. It's in that beginning. Are we live?
Hey, Smelly, what's happening?
We are live. Super toned down Thursday, man. Super toned down.
Yeah, I needed that.
I need one of them days. Oh, what's up with the party, with the after party, man? Netherlands toe up.
Yeah, the country is still crazy. Preparing for the finals on Sunday, where we can become the champions of the world. And then I mean the world.
The world. So what's your chances? I mean, how y'all looking up against old?
Well, it's one game, and Spain has a really good team, but, yeah, just give 150% all the game, and I give both teams a 50% chance. Maybe Spain has a little bit more chance because their team is together for a longer time and they play really well together. But yeah, just give it all you got, and then you got a 50-50 chance. They're both really good teams. Spain is a little better, I guess. Yeah, just give it all you got.
Well, I mean, how long has Spain been? You say been together long? I mean,
Spain was European champions 2 years ago, and it's still exactly the same team.
What? Wow. They held in there then.
And they have 7 players in their base formation. The 11 players that always play, that play for the same club. So they play together all year long, and then they play together in the national team too.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's like the headlines, you know what I'm saying? Fucking LeBron James and shit, you know what I'm saying? Trying to find out where the hell he gonna go. And, Miami, nobody don't want him to come down to Florida. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but I guess because Miami would be a fucking dream team. You know what I'm saying? With goddamn Dwayne Wade, James LeBron, and all the other motherfuckers. Yeah,
that's basketball, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jekyll told me that today. He gave me the name. What was the name again? The guy
that
was
LeBron James.
Yeah, and my response was, who?
James LeBron. Yeah, man, I ain't no, you know. Hey, you look on Blog Talk, and it's like 1,800 shows, you know what I'm saying, dedicated to talking about LeBron James. Like, you know, he motherfucking Michael Jackson or something, you know what I'm saying? So,
Hey,
did you
I clicked on the link. Those guys get
the...
Yeah, I loved it. It was inventive. If you don't have the grill anymore, you got to think of something else.
You could always do it with
silver foil paper. I used to build a barbecue, and we didn't have a grill, so we just used rocks covered in silver foil paper, and that worked pretty well.
Rocks covered in... Well, how you heat the rocks up?
The fire underneath.
Okay, you put the wood down and then put the rocks on top and then cook on top of the rocks.
Yeah.
Well, same premise. As long as you got heat, heat is all you need. Shit, no matter where it comes from. Well, the only thing kind of killed me about all this basketball shit is the amount of money these stupid motherfuckers getting paid. You know what I'm saying? I mean. 66 million, 86 million, all these old big 160 million, man, I don't know, come on, man.
No need to worship those people or think that they are gods. They get paid enough. They are lucky already. They don't need any more people worshiping them for just being able to play proper sports.
Yeah, you're getting paid more than the whole damn whatchamacallit though. Fucking damn motherfuckers on the soccer team and shit, you know what I mean?
Well, depends. What is the amount of money that they make a year? Because we have soccer players that make 5 to 10 million euros a year easily.
Well, I don't know how that creates the $66 million in American money. You know what
I mean? That's a lot. And yeah, the soccer players, they earn $5 to $10 million a year if they play at the proper big club, Manchester, Barcelona, Real Madrid, teams like that.
I mean, what does that equate to though? Like, how much you talking about? Like American money? What's the
12-15 million a year?
Okay, yeah, that ain't shit.
That ain't shit. I'll sign for that. Come on,
I'm just saying they offering LeBron James like over $100 million a year.
Let me check what the salary is of Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best paid players at the moment.
They're looking up stats, people, for overpaid players. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Overpaid and shit. All right, I'm trying to... Oh, wait a minute. I'm over here and register at Jackal. Had everybody... Had everybody onto my Facebook. Trying to get the Facebook updated. Get everybody popping. Popping. Get everybody popping. Oh. Q Harbor must be my wife. I didn't already upload that, though. All I guess I did. I don't know. I didn't remember uploading that one. All right.
Okay, he gets paid $1.2 million a month. So that's equivalent to about 50. But yeah, I'd sign for that. Play football for 1 year and then retire.
$1 million a month, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah. Never have to work ever again after your career.
You know what I'm saying? Do 1 year and that's it. I'm done. I've retired. That after my first season, I'm straight. But no, but then they got you locked in. You know, they keep them locked in for them contracts and stuff. For like,
yeah, and they also make a lot of money from advertising. That is added to that. That's the only money they get paid from the club, the $15 million, and
oh,
then they
so everything else is endorsed.
Commercials for Nike and I don't know which other brands they have, but a lot, and that brings in the most money compared to the salary too. It's crazy, it's really crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to find some more porn music real quick, man. He's a porn theme. That sounded like trash. Last night, like that.
Last night, I hear the six.
Oh, damn, Borat. And last night, I have a six. All right, let's go ahead and do what we do up in here, man. Normally at the top of the hour, you know what I'm saying, we get into what is called the nutty news of the day. But since yesterday, Mr. Torque and myself and Mr. Sayonai went in, you know what I'm saying, for 2 hours with Scrone, talking about what's wrong with the world and all the other kind of good shit. And engaged in some good conversation, man, starting off with the Infinionaire, what an Infinionaire is. They had a good time, you know what I'm saying, but we didn't get to nothing news squeezed in there. So, being that that is a violation of the Penal Code 7584, what the fuck ever.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we got to go ahead and get to you early. So for Tone It Down Thursdays, we present...
Tuesday night, we go and visit your mother. How do you know?
How do you know? All right, shout out to the guests. I'm going to assume it's Jamie Havocon. I can't get in.
Uh-oh.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh, yeah.
Time for the news. And nutty news today. Nutty News. Nutty News brought to you by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. And I'm bringing you news from around the world. And I mean the world. That's real. All right, here we go, people. All right, now what, for anybody new to this like type of segment, first of all, we got to get porn music started. Can't do this without good old porn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Got to have your standard porn music. All righty. And what we do, man, we bring you news from around the world. I mean, as far as Bucharest, Antarctica, Romania, goddammit, I don't give a fuck how far you want to get. We bring it all the way live up in here. You know what I'm saying? And this is Florida, all the way to the Netherlands, and everything in between. Y'all know how we get down. And we give out a couple of little awards here, special awards for people who do special things. As far as these first people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because we're in India, people. Where student pours pesticide into school water tank. Yummy. Yeah. I love 16-year-old boy poured pesticide into a school water tank in India, hoping to kill those responsible for humiliating him. Biswajit Mandal had earlier been suspended from Chikul High School in Maldaz's Gajol, West Bengal, for stalking a classmate and repeatedly asking for her hand in marriage. Both of them were from Rajadigi, look like it's a Raggedy, you know what I'm saying, village. Mandal was expelled after trying to smear vermilion on her forehead in public. What the fuck is vermilion? Okay. Hindu women use vermilion along their hair parting to signify they are married. Oh, aren't you old slick little bastard, you? Yeah. He's a slickin'. But, brother, you catch some serious charges here, you know what I'm saying? Stalking people, you know what I'm saying? Especially America, boy. They got some strict laws when it comes to following people around unauthorized. Except for if you're a paparazzi. Yeah, then you can put a camera up anybody's ass and nobody's going to say anything about it. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. But for poisoning the school, here you go.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah, that's pretty screwy, man. And you start poisoning water, I mean, and then you poison it intentionally, yeah, that's some scary shit, people. Because there's no telling, you know what I'm saying, who actually, well, I wonder how they found out, you know, well, I guess you have to go in that a little bit more and read it for your mother flipping self. Yeah, because it's kind of strange how they, you know what I'm saying, how they figured out that the shit was in the water, you know, before everybody started consuming it. And then how the hell, you know what I'm saying, You know them people gonna motherfucking drink out the shit. You just randomly killing motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Kill all you bastards. Yeah. This is a nutty fact for you. The same man who led the attack on the Alamo, Mexican military general Antonio Lopez de Santa Anna, is also credited with the invention of chewing gum. No, I guess that didn't surprise anybody. Like, whoa, I don't chew chewing gum, so.
I'm sorry.
That doesn't apply. Washington dicks on chicks, man. Nate, who the hell is that? Netanyahu.
Netanyahu. The name rings a bell. I know that name. It's a politics guy, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know which country. Does it say which country?
I think it's Israel. Israel, yeah.
Okay.
Israel. Yeah. Well, Netanyahu. Bodyguards' guns go missing on U.S. visit. Okay. Four handguns belonging to the bodyguards of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have disappeared from airline cargo during a U.S. visit. Israeli's Shin Bet Security Service said The pistols were part of the equipment sent ahead to Washington and got lost. A Shin Bet spokesman said, adding that Israeli and U.S. authorities were investigating. How the hell you lose pistols in air? You know, it's like you fired on your day off, people. Like, how you do that? Huh. All right, another nutty fact. The average ear of corn has 800 kernels arranged in 16 rows. Wow. Anybody know or care about that? I didn't. Feel dumber for knowing that. All right, fuck it. Let's keep going, people. Let's go over here to Colorado, where a company threatens to pull woman's health coverage over 1 cent. That's what I'm talking about, people. And we're in a recession. You know what I'm saying? We need every penny, man. Every penny counts. All right? All right. La Rosa Carrington has more than enough to worry about. She's a single mother with two teenage daughters. She's fighting a type of leukemia that requires 5 days of chemo a month for 4 months, and she lost her job in May. So the last thing she needed was news that her health insurance benefits would be terminated because she hadn't paid her premium in full. The shortfall. 1 penny.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's the American way, man. That's how we do it here, man. Right. We don't want $4.99. We want our $500. You go back and get our 5 1 cents, lady, all right? Yeah, right. But on behalf of the lady, yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But, you know, that's like them motherfuckers been cutting power off lately down here, you know what I'm saying, on these old folks inside their homes and been killing a few of them. That hasn't made the total news, but that's been going on, you know what I'm saying, quite frequently.
With the hot water and stuff, they shut the power down so they don't have air conditioning?
No, they're claiming it's power outages, but it has only been affecting, you know what I'm saying, the elderly.
Okay.
Yeah, trying to kill old folks on the low, you know what I'm saying? On the low, though. On the low. You know. Another nutty fact.
We'll have the air conditioning, especially over in Florida.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that, you know what I'm saying? But you know, due to the power, everybody trying to use AC, you know what I'm saying? You do get power overloads. I ain't even going to blame it on a conspiracy theory, you know what I'm saying? Because we go through a lot of little power outages here because of, like, the main breaker box will pop or something, you know what I'm saying? Something stupid. Somebody plug in something that just requires too much juice and it'll pop it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. People just do stupid shit. So. Nutty fact that Lyndon B. Johnson was the first president of the United States to wear contact lenses. Right. Okay. Arlington, Texas. Yeah, they're like,
what kind of fact is that?
When
was he president?
Lyndon B. Johnson? Oh, which presidency were you, homie? Let's find out, shall we? Yes, we shall. Do-do-do. What the hell is that? Oh, it's a cat. Oh, it's a damn kid. I'm right. What the hell? Come on. Get the Internet Explorer, go slow as shit. And don't ask me why I'm using it, people. Don't ask me why. Man, I keep getting a damn virus popping up on my shit, man. It's a Trojan horse. It's a fake alert to pop up talking about, you know what I'm saying, you need to
Download the virus scanner to get rid of the virus we found.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a scam. We'd have to throw that off here.
But I mean, how you get the shit off? Because I got the AVG. The AVG, every time I run it, it don't detect it.
Well, if you have a legal Windows, I don't know if you have that, but if you have that, I would download Microsoft Security Essentials. That's their own virus scanner, and it's free. I use it, and it works pretty well. It doesn't bug you a lot, and all that shit. It runs rather light. Only when it has to clean out a virus, it will lock up your computer a bit, but that's normal.
Well, now these motherfuckers done came along talking about with this Windows counterfeiting bullshit. So where it pops up and talking about the version of Windows that you have is not a registered version of Windows, you know what I'm saying? So then when you go to fucking register the shit, it keep putting up. It won't even install it, and then it'll leave you with this big-ass fucking annoying pop-up. It's talking about something you need to verify. Your computer might be at risk of a false Win operating system. I'm like, how in the hell, man? I just got
get genuine Windows pop-up, that means.
Well, I mean, I'm finna have dude put Windows 7 on the shit, so I'm finna go up to Windows 7. $30, that's what I'm talking about, and he'll put it on there for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to, actually, I'm going to try to switch all my stuff. I got my desktop. I just got to drop it off because my cousin was supposed to come pick it up. He ain't never come pick it up. So, get that dropped off. I'm getting everything switched over to Windows 7. Upgrading people, got to upgrade, you know. See if it's smoother than the Windows XP, and give it a roll, you know.
It's a bit better as XP.
What, the 7?
Yeah, 7 is pretty good. It's pretty stable. It doesn't have that many issues, so I've been using it for a while now, and it's I'm really satisfied with it.
Well, how long is a while?
When did it came out?
Oh. Well, that's what I'm saying, because I'm wondering, you know, did y'all get it released before we get it, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little while before, and I was running a test version, a beta version of that for a while, before it was even available in the stores. So I had a tryout.
Beta version was working smooth.
Yeah, it was working pretty well for a beta version. I had to admit that. I was surprised by that because I run beta versions before. Most of the time they were really, really buggy. Stuff not working and stuff like that. But this was a fully working operating system.
Oh.
And they improved a few things in the final version, but not a lot.
So, I mean, Windows 7 is the operating system. What the fuck is Windows 8 Explorer and all that? They always keep talking about some download Windows
Internet Explorer 8.
8, yeah.
Yeah, that's your browser, which you use to go on the Internet, just like you have Firefox and Google Chrome. I.e., Internet Explorer is the name of the browser, and 8 is the version number.
Yeah. Well, Lola Johnson was served as the 36th president of the United States from 1963 to 1969, after his service as the 37th vice president of the United States from 1963.
I don't know if I want to wear contacts in the 60s, because I wore them in the 90s and part of the 2000. And yeah, even those were uncomfortable. I don't want to wear contacts from the 1960s.
Well, I mean, shit, I wore contacts, not that I had to, just some color contacts. And fucked around, and this is when I was over in Germany. And we sitting around smoking, you know what I'm saying? You know, smoking. And I was getting ready to get kicked out anyway, so I was really hitting the weed hard, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got kicked out smoking weed, you know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it, we might as well go all the way out. Me and my homeboy, we sitting in the room, you know, and we hitting the bong and shit. So as I'm hitting the bong, you know, all the smoke coming up. The next day, I get up, and I'm like, what the hell? One eye seems clear, and the other one, you know what I'm saying?
Smoke on the back of the lounge, yeah.
So I look in, no, hell no. I look in the mirror, and there was green contacts. You know what I'm saying? I only got one contact in my eye.
Okay.
I'm like, where the fuck my damn contact go? So I took the other one out, put it in the little thing. All right, looking in my eye and shit, I ain't seen nothing. Man, a week fucking later, dog.
I used to have those.
I felt something moving around in my eye. The shit, it was a plastic contact. The shit had them folded over and was down in my eye.
When I was like 18, 19... I had cat eye contacts, bright yellow contact lenses.
Yeah,
with a black slit in the middle, just like a cat. Oh boy, did I used to freak people out when I wore that when I went into the city at Saturday night.
No, yeah, they got chicks that be putting them on, but these hoes look devilish in a goddamn way. Oh shit.
Well,
it doesn't really do anything for
you. I was 18 when I wore those. I was one of the first that did something like that in my hometown. And like a couple of months after that I wore those, I saw other people with the same contacts too. You bastard. It was my idea. Leave that alone.
Well, we're in good old Arlington, Texas. Where fan falls from upper deck at Rangers game.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, man.
Damn. Reed a baseball Howard. Fan fell from the second deck at Rangers ballpark Tuesday night while reaching for a foul ball, injuring himself and four other people. It happened along the first baseline in the bottom of the fifth inning during a game with the Cleveland Indians. The Rangers' Nelson Cruz hit the ball into the first row of seats at the club level, and a man tried to snag the ball before losing his balance.
Oh, what it doesn't say is that he had fallen backwards off the ridge, so that's not good.
Ooh, how you fall backwards, though?
I don't know. I think he turned when he tried to catch the ball.
Damn. I can give you a war for now. That's just fucked up because he ain't.
Yeah, I hope he's all right now.
Yeah, because you know, even if you landed on them four people, you probably landed on somebody's head, neck. You know what I'm saying, and everything else. Because bitches wasn't expecting you to fall on them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Well, nutty fact: the only nation whose name begins with an A, but doesn't end in an A, is Afghanistan.
Okay.
No. Nobody seems to get excited and shit like, wow!
Wow, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah. Who cares, you know?
I'm like, not picking up the phone to call all my friends. Hey, did you know that?
You know, like, hey, you know anything about Afghanistan? I bet you something. I know you don't know. It doesn't end with an A. As if you wouldn't have read that and discovered that. Okay, people. Over here in Houston, truck driver dies staging phony accident. Yeah. Man who leapt to his death from a tractor trailer rig before it nearly struck a freeway column was trying to stage a wreck to file a fraudulent insurance claim. Houston police, oh man, investigators said they believe Paul Wayne Gullery and another man hatched the plan, but things went wrong when Gullery hit his head on the pavement of the feeder road near North Loop 610 in the East Tex Freeway. The 26-year-old man died instantly.
Ow.
Yeah. You know you get one, brother. Yeah. You know you get one.
At least he died instantly.
Yeah. He must have fell on his head or something. You know what I'm saying? But,
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, you got fired on your day off. Yeah. Hey. And it's been you know what I'm saying, down here, they've been cracking down, well, trying to crack down these stupid motherfuckers, man, from sitting around here, you know what I'm saying, staging all these fake accidents and shit. But they've been doing it. That ain't nothing new. You know what I'm saying? That's people trying to get paid. Yeah, like, you have to get paid, bitches.
Well, here's he got paid.
Yeah, he got paid, all right. And death benefits. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, pavement dollars. Yeah. Nutty fact, the toothbrush was invented in 1498. And we're going to check those facts. Let's see if that's a true fact. Let's see here. You can't believe everything you read, people. You got to go back and check it out. You know what I'm saying? You got to check it out. So let's see what Wikipedia says. See if they have the history on it. The first toothbrush recorded in history was made in 3000 B.C. Yeah, not no fucking 1498. A twig with a frayed end called a chew stick was the first original toothbrush. Yeah, variety of oral hygiene measures have been used since before recorded history. This has been verified by various excavations done all over the world in which chew sticks, three twigs, bird feathers, and animal bones and porcupine quills were recovered. Yeah, many people have used some form of toothbrushes throughout the ages. Indian medicine, Ayurveda has used the twigs of the neem or banyan tree to make toothbrushes and other oral hygiene-related products for millennia. The end of a neem twig is chewed until it is soft and splayed and is then used to brush the teeth. In the Muslim world, chewing miskwak or siwak, the roots of twigs of the arak tree, Salvadora persica, which have antiseptic properties, is a common practice. The usage of miskwak dates back at least to the time of the Prophet Muhammad, who pioneered its use. Rubbing baking soda or chalk, I don't know about chalk, but I know about baking soda, against the teeth has also been common practice in history. Now, I don't know where no 1498 at. I haven't read that yet, but we'll see if we can find that. Japanese Zen master Dogen Kaijin recorded on Shobogenzo that he saw monks clean their teeth with a brush in China in 1223 with brushes made of horsetail hairs attached to an ox bone handle. That sounds ghetto. Yeah. And even still, natural animal bristles were replaced by synthetic fibers, usually nylon, by DuPont in 1938. And the first nylon bristle toothbrush made with nylon yarn went on sale in February 1938. And the first electric brush, the Broxodent, was invented in Switzerland in 1954. So, I don't know where the fucking 1498 bullshit come in at, but there must be some nutty lies, people. Nutty lies. I've just debunked the lies. I got to contact these people and curse their ass out. Hey, you're lying on your nutty facts. Matter of fact, does Nutty News have a phone number so we can call their ass up? Fucking call their ass up. Hey, fucking lying, man. I'm lying on the news, all right? We're trying to get some truth here, people, with a little bit of nuttiness. You know what I'm saying? Jeez. What the hell's going on? All right. Back to the African music. Let's get some African music going on up in here. I don't know if that's African, but yeah. Over here in California, Lindsay Lohan Super Drunk Chick of America. Sobs as judge sentences her to 90 days in jail. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan broke down in tears as she was sentenced to 90 days in jail after violating her probation. The stunt actress sobbed as the Superior Court Judge Marsha Rebel handed down the term and blasted her for not taking her probation in two 2007 drunk driving cases seriously. Lohan, who will start her sentence on July 20th, must also serve 90 days as an inpatient on a substance abuse program once she is released from jail.
Yes.
Gotta be classic. Gotta be classic. Fucking drunks, man. Hollywood drunks and pill pop heads on the next edition of the Wrecking the Game radio show. Yeah. We won't be talking about that shit. Because we already know there's nothing but crackheads in Hollywood. Hey, that's why they go there. Yeah. Crackheads and drunks, man. Nutty fact, which might not be, but hey, they're lying it. The longest Monopoly game ever played was 1,680 hours long, and that's 70 straight days.
All righty.
Whoever the nerd was that sat down and played that should have their asses kicked. But if it took 70 straight days, I'd probably get tired of kicking their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you only have to kick their ass once.
Oh, man, we're going to Iran, people. We're over here in Iran. We're a holy war on haircuts. It looks like a holy shit what happened to your hair with no cut. It's something like a holy war on haircuts. Iran's Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance has issued a directive banning decadent hairstyles for men, restricting barbershops to only certain kinds of cuts. The primary target, spiky, gelled hairdos associated with rebellious youth, corrupted by Western influence. It's a style that was commonly seen on the front line of last year's post-election protests, which I didn't catch those, nor was I looking. Yeah. Anyways, nutty fact, one gift-giving taboo in China is the giving of straw sandals, which are associated with funerals and therefore considered bad luck. So I know what I'm giving for Christmas this year. Straw sandals all around, yeah. Guess where they're made at? In China. Yeah. How much bad luck do you think you guys have, huh? You're making the shit that's giving you bad luck. Asshole. All right. Over here in the Washington, dicks on chicks. Yeah.
Again.
Dicks on chicks. Yeah. Ex-official accuses Justice Department of racial bias. Yeah. Okay. In an emotional and impersonal testimony, an ex-justice official who quit over the handling of a voter intimidation case against the New Black Panther Party accused his former employer of instructing attorneys in the Civil Rights Division to ignore cases that involve black defendants and white victims. J. Christian Adams, testifying before the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, said that over and over and over again, the department showed hostility towards those cases. He described the Black Panther case as one example of that. He defended the legitimacy of the suit and said his blood boiled when he heard a justice official claim the case wasn't solid. Yeah, people, they don't want to give any justice to the Black Panther Party, so they'll kick anybody's ass who, you know, wants to defend them, I guess. That's what I gather from that. But hey, that's Washington Dicks on Chicks for you. Nutty fact, young beavers stay with their parents for the first 2 years of their lives before going out on their own.
Young beavers?
Yeah. I must have been an old beaver, because, yeah, I'm fucking still there. Shuts up, man.
I've done the same thing for 25 years, so.
Hey, man, I mean, we're living in hard times, people. Nobody's getting mad at the Mexicans for having their old 3,200 family members living in their fucking house. So, I think one person living in a household, hey, is pretty groovy. Yeah. Let's get back into it. Shouts out to Mr. Torque revving it up in here. Yeah.
Yeah, where is Torque, by the way?
It's probably in the chat room.
Way in the chat room.
Yeah, he's way back in the ship. He's
okay,
on my back.
The shout out, so he must call in.
Yeah, if you hear your name, people, we've already put you on blast. Therefore, you are obligated to call in now. I <guess. laughs> Hey, Torque brother, yeah, welcome to the show. And to the guest, and see, can Jamie have a con? Oh, Jamie Garcia, you know what I'm saying? With nah, I can't get into the goddamn chat room.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintess. Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintess. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintess?
Maybe your standards are too high.
You know, SOG. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
And, yeah. Was this you when you first started out?
Welcome to a new way to communicate. A new source of news, information, and computer software. Introducing American Online.
Hey, with American Online, I can just point and click.
Oh, wait. With American Online, you can send and receive email, even across the internet.
Hey, I've got email. Okay, I open the mailbox. No, that's not it. Maybe I... No. Damn.
American Online puts you in touch with information resources all across the country.
How do you get this thing open? Open! Application in use? What application? I can't even start any applications.
Call now for your free trial. You'll get free software and 10 hours of free online time your first month, which you can spend trying to figure out how to open your even online. It's knowledge. It's power.
It sucks!
No, I never have the problem.
Sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions and life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home, movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney, we'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 10036.
10036. Shout out to Goofy Bone out there, man. You know what I'm saying? And welcome to Tone It Down Thursdays, Mr. Torque.
I know what you're saying. Hey, Smelly. Hey, Cyanide.
Hey, Torque.
Hello,
what's
hello,
up?
Hello. Sound like the damn Geico lizard. Hello, hello. I can get more sales if I sounded like the lizard. No, motherfucker. If you step your ad campaigning up, you can make more sales.
Man, I was doing some this morning, boys. I'll tell you that.
You doing who?
I'm making, you know what a router table is for these wood router machines? These suckers you hold in your hand and then they cut the living shit out of you when you... When you get into a knot in a piece of wood, they come after you instead of the piece of wood.
What the hell is a wood router?
All right, well, a wood router, that's what that does. You got to have both hands on this high-speed motor. And to get around from basically being injured, you can make a router table. which you flip this son of a bitch upside down and smack it, bolt it upside down onto this flat surface, and then you can hold the wood, say a 2x4 or something, and run it into the spinning blade instead of holding onto the motor with the blade in it. So I'm making this 50-inch by 33-inch beautifully made table because I was pricing just the tops of the table and they were up around $400. So I'm going to get away with making it, I figure, for about $40.
Damn.
Well,
yeah.
That's not something that you see us stoners do a lot. Play with heavy machinery and stuff like that.
No, yeah. That's not a pothead sport, people. That is, we are warning you. Please do not attempt this at home if you're
well,
high.
Well, I'll throw it down as not even a challenge. That's rude. I'll just be the other balanced part of the show. How's that? I'll be the voice of reason.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
We got to give them, got to give them little warnings right now. All right, check this out, people. We got a couple more for you, man. Got a couple more articles. You know what I'm saying? And
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. I'll do that. Timmy, get the porn music started for me, please.
Timmy!
All righty. Thank you. And sorry, people. I got Timmy's a little slow. You know what I'm saying? He got gum on the bottom of his wheelchair wheels. And he's been moving kind of slow lately, so got to bear with him. You know what I'm saying? All righty, people. Let's go ahead and get back into the nutty news. And you had errands around. What you been doing? Oh, getting all the materials and stuff to build your super duper router box thingy, wood thingy.
And I got a full. I got a full machine shop out there, Smelly. Like, I got lathes and end mills and you name it, welders, benders, all that stuff. So I was out there all morning with that.
Oh, yeah. You're a real wood shop guru. I took wood shop, you know what I'm saying? I made a fucking pirate sword. That was the worst fucking invention of my life. Because every time my motherfucking mama, you know what I'm saying, we turned around, we did something wrong, yeah. She turn around, whoop our ass with it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the switch off the tree. Yeah, the worst fucking thing. The best thing I ever made for her though. It was the curved pirate sword. That was just like a little, you know what I'm saying? Authentic pirate sword, thick. You know what I'm saying? At least about an inch thick. Shit. Tore our ass up one time. Found that motherfucker, and that was the best invention she could ever find. I'm like, this a son of a bitch.
At least you know, you did it. You know, there's a lot of people that would say, does wood come from trees? You know?
Oh. Yeah, people. Where does air come from? Yeah. We're going to keep moving on that one. All right, and we over here in Baltimore, and before I get into this article, I have something for all of my, anybody from Baltimore out there? Anybody, you got people over there in Baltimore there, Tork?
No, I'm not that close. I'm not too far. I'm 90 miles. 90 miles from Baltimore.
Well, if you're looking to buy an automobile, here you go.
Brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore.
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
Speed.
If you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your
tray. Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck
fuck your wife?
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends a minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's card.
All the more filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, I had to read that real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Bring your wife, you old fucker.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
All right, let's get back into it, people. Let's get back into it. All right, check this out, because we're off in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Where Elvis has left the building. Torque, is Elvis still alive, brother?
No.
Thank you. I mean, goddamn. You say he wasn't alive when he was alive? Yeah, pill-popping fat ass. Yeah. Fucking Elvis, man. That's a damn shame when, you know, people of our times, you know what I'm saying, just get the money and just let their body go to shit.
Well, he's one of them people that made it to I don't know, what do you call it, martyrism, right? To an idol's iconic. He became iconic a lot because he was a kid growing up, cashed in on the big quick money, which the old heads didn't like. But then his genius was, he went into the army. He stopped on the gravy train and said, I'm an American first. Now, they put his ass in the barracks, polishing banjos for 18 months. They didn't have him anywhere near a freaking gun in case the thing went off and shot him in the foot. But when he came home, as far as we knew, he was the man, you know. He was right out there, front line, with his guitar swinging it at the jacks, you know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Playing, don't step on my blues way shoes, you japs.
Yeah. I'm good looking, I'm young, I got all the money, I'm patriotic, and yours is all yours. So that really threw him into superstar. That's what threw him into a lot of following, I guess I should say. Is, you know, people start trusting him because he was like a true blue American, you know. Good old boy.
Well, in Baltimore, the owners of a Maryland restaurant said someone stole a 7-foot Elvis Presley statue that had been bolted to the roof of the diner since 2001. God, how the fuck you? Maria and Demetrios Pigaudis, whatever, some fucked up name, owners of the Happy Day Diner in Rosedale, says security camera footage shows a white van pulling up to the restaurant when they believe the fiberglass statue was taken. Now, that's a true Elvis fan right there, people. That's a true Elvis fan. Right, you imagine right by somebody's house and they got this big shit on their fucking rooftop at the house and shit. Now, stole it from the diner, you take it home, put it on your roof and shit, like.
Nobody knows.
You know what I'm saying? On the, or even in your fucking front yard, like, bitch, it's a 7-foot statue.
Yeah, what?
Hey, that look like. That looked like the Happy Day Diner of Elvis. That's fucked up, man. This is probably another lying fact, since they lied about the other ones. But, hey, the first words that Thomas A. Edison spoke into the phonograph were, Mary had a little lamb. I'll buy that for a dollar. I'll buy that for a dollar. That was a little hard to believe. But, you know, from all the lies that we done been bought up on, it probably ain't that hard to believe. I mean, hell, we had Bush as president, and that motherfucker was reading Mary Had a Little Lamb when the goddamn towers went down. So what do you think about that?
And he still didn't understand it.
You know, that, like, oh, wait a minute. What's this word right here? M-A... What's that? Hey, what's that letter right there? R-R-Y. Mary, motherfucker. You dumbass. Shit.
Mr. President, your country's on fire. Wait a minute.
Where? What's fire? What is fire? Somebody, hey, kids, tell me what fire is. Yeah, you dumbass president. Oh, fuck, boy. Oh, man. All right. Yeah, he, well, that whole administration, see, everybody keeps talking about Bush. It, whatever actions was the direct actions and reactions of his administration. So you're talking about 400 dumbass, well, 401 dumbass people. 200 in the House of Representatives, 200 in the Congress, well, and 200 in the Senate. You know what I'm saying? That's 600 fucking dumbass.
Getting paid for all around, too.
I watched all the bills go past as soon as Bush got in because my boys left for the Army. They joined up as soon as 9/11 hit. And I said, yeah, great idea. I just swallowed my pride and said, go for it, guys. You know, something to do because there's no work around here. But I kept my eye on who the lawmakers were and when they weren't making the tank armors for the tank. We bought them a vest, both the kids a vest, $1,100 motherfucking body vest. We had to send over ourselves because the goddamn military wouldn't buy our sons a bulletproof vest.
What? And
yeah.
Bulletproof vests are illegal. So how the fuck can you purchase some illegal shit to go and fight an illegal war?
Oh, well, it's for cops and,
I don't know. I'm just saying they make, you know, flak vests and all that shit is illegal down here in order, you know what I'm saying? You can't be walking around no goddamn looking like 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying? They're going to wonder what the fuck wrong with you, like.
We got the real thin carbon fiber job, you know, and just in case, I mean.
Oh, the pea shooters? The pea shooter keepaways?
Yeah.
Well, here's another fact for you. A man was arrested and charged with robbery of vending machines. The man posted bail. Entirely in quarters. Hell nah, man. Hell to the nah. I would have gave myself a bitch an extra day in jail for that shit. You son of a bitch. This shit ain't even rolled up. Oh, man. Let's go over here to Detroit, man. Where missed meetings could mean jail time for parents?
Okay.
The night DeMarco Harris shot and killed a woman during a robbery on a Detroit street, his parents told police knocking on their door at 2 a.m. What? The night DeMarco Harris shot and killed a woman during a robbery on a Detroit street, his parents told police knocking on their door at 2 a.m., they didn't know where their 12-year-old was. Oh, okay. You got to read further, people, before you, make an ass out yourself. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said that that's indicative of a larger issue in Detroit where the lack of making parents accountable for their children partly is blamed on elevated truancy in dropout rates, as well as a recent rash of violent crimes involving teens. Where they have a new idea, she hopes will fix the problem. Jail parents for up to 3 days for repeatedly missing scheduled parent-teacher conferences. Right. That's going to cure our fucked-up-ass education system that we're wasting billions of motherfucking tax dollars on lottery and not getting anything in return on the goddamn education system. Yeah. That's really going to help me going to a fucking PTA meeting, sitting down drinking coffee and motherfucking donuts, sucking up goddamn more taxpayers' time and shit by not getting any fucking issues done. Because when you go to these damn parent-teacher conferences and all that shit, hell, half the teachers ain't even fucking there. Or no school board members are there, you know what I'm saying? They should be there, too. Your fucking school board members and everybody's supposed to be there to talk about the issue that's wrong with the school and how we can make motherfucking these problems go away and increase better education. That's what the purpose of the conferences are for, not to sit around sucking down fucking coffee and donuts. You know what I'm saying?
Does that happen like that over there?
That's exactly why motherfuckers don't go to the damn parent-teacher conference. It's a waste of fucking time. You know what I'm saying? You tell the parents that, we're going to do this. End of the year, you know what I'm saying? Shit's still failing. Oh, well, we'll get it done next year. Third, fourth year rolling around, shit still ain't fucking gotten done. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, we're waiting on the county to give us the funds. Oh, well, the county's waiting on the city to give them the funds. Well, the city is waiting on the state to give them the funds. Well, fuck, man. Who the hell gonna get the funds up? Yeah, that's not that makes no fucking sense to sit up here and then punish the goddamn parents so they can lose their job because they got to do 3 days of fucking jail. So they ain't get out, and now that's going to add double stress. So fuck the teenager, because now they can't even buy food for the goddamn teenagers. So what the teenager going to do? Hit the streets, fend for themselves, and then you're going to come back trying to damn arrest the parents again. Yeah, Detroit, yeah, that's fucking brilliant. Real fucking brilliant. Yeah. You guys got some fucking brainiacs. Yeah. Nutty fact, there are more psychoanalysts per capita in Buenos Aires than in any other place in the world. I mean, you know, like, all right. Guess what? That was it for the Nutty News, people. Yeah, you know I got to cut you off like that. You leave your mouth open like, oh, I'm waiting for another one. No, that's it, people. That's it.
That's
it, man. Yeah, that's it for your Nutty News of the day, brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news, man. You know what I'm saying? That you really only going to hear first. But like I always say, I'll never believe what I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And
some of
also,
those news headlines also make it through the mainstream news in the Netherlands, but it takes them a few days to pick it up. We'll get to the mainstream news 2 or 3 days later, and then it's like, hey, I heard that at Smelly Show.
Heck nah. On the Nutty News. That's crazy. Well, I guess you're always going to hear the news here first, then, goddammit, because, yeah. Hey, did you guys know that today's National Baked Bean Month?
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically,
Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Big beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
If y'all didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Just want to make sure, you know, I put everybody up on game. And I got, speaking of National Baked Bean Month, Harry Spears, Britney Spears' manager, he sent me a little new song that she actually made you know what I'm saying, for this time of the month. So if I could find it, I'll let you guys hear it first, man. Before the world hears it, you know what I'm saying, you guys are going to hear it here first. How about that? Let's see if I can dig that up for you. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Scooby-doo-doo-doo. God damn it.
Oh, drat these computers. They're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
Yeah, mother computer.
I have an idea that we're going to listen to the most awesome Britney Spears song ever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever. So keep looking, please.
Ever. Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, this is a hot song. And he actually sent me two different cuts. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, one of those just a little too controversial. And I was like, man, you know, this is a clean family show. And we can't play that here, you know what I'm saying?
Clean family show?
Oh.
Since when are we a clean family show?
Oh, oh, my bad.
A clean
hey, brother.
Family show,
hey,
rated
brother.
R?
Hey, don't let that out,
man.
Let me
get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
Oh. Just making sure you got it. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Britney Spears, it seems like she wants to hide from me. Yeah, she wants to hide. So I guess we can't play the favorite song, man. Fuck! I had a good song for you guys, man. I mean, this is the song, like, of the millennium. You know what I'm saying? Timmy, find me the song. There you go, Timmy. Good old Timster. This is available in stores.
Got farted again. I made people leave. Offended my friends. Oh, baby, I just gave it a push. But I didn't know it was that serious. I could not.
What the dog got to do with it, like?
Brittany, before you go on stage, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful, but wait a minute, isn't it?
Yes, yes it is. Gas X and Bino went down the pharmacy to get it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
I had no choice, baby.
I fought it again. Yeah, she tripped up hard. There's no one to blame.
Nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. She might open the window.
All eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat your ass like a runaway slave. Start the music.
Ooh. Is it like a woman to talk to you like that, huh? Start the music. Beat your ass like a runaway slave. Yeah, she's out. Beat your ass like a runaway slave. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh. No, thank you.
All right, people, check this out.
I'm making Pivot Stickman characters.
Pivot?
And X-Jet.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stickman,
no,
the...
Yeah.
Oh, you mean literally making...
No. on the computer. I downloaded the program, you know, and I'm trying to save the file. Cyanide, how can I convert the file, this pivot file, and drop it into the room to play it? Is there?
It's a pivot file?
Yeah, I never heard of that.
What the fuck is that? Pivot file?
Well, you have to get some time of transcoding, I guess. Is it a video file? I guess so.
What is it? It's a POV file. Yeah. What is a POV file? I couldn't play it again, but dun, dun, dun.
That's what some, it is.
Some kind of video format, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, check this out, man. This is Tone It Down. Tone It Down Thursdays, man. I got another got a new song from Q Harper. What the hell is that? Richard Pryor. Did I put Richard Pryor on here?
Some shit, man. That's hard work. I used to box when I was about 16. I was good in the gym. You know, hitting the heavy bag and shit. Bang! 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 Because the bag didn't move. But you start boxing, niggas, they be talking about. Say, hey, coach, what about this shit here? This motherfucker moving. And my coach always say, stick and move! Stick and move! And I always box them niggas that look like they just killed their parents. You know them rough niggas, you know you could strike a match in the palm of their hand? Niggas that come out and be beating themselves up. Beat them up. I said, well, he don't give a fuck about me. He beating his own ass. You know he care less than a fuck about me out here. Right, and your coach say, stick and move, stick and move. And when you have your first boxing, you be scared of the motherfucker. Then you get one in, you pip. Huh? Pop, shit. Big head. Hey, goddamn. Mean shit. And I left one out there too long one time. And I saw the nigga's eyes say, I'm going to kill them real. And I saw this big ass fist come at me in slow motion. Ooh. I'm talking about way back from Georgia, some motherfucker. My body just said, oh shit. I said, pull your arm back. I was cool, yeah. I said, just pull your arm back, block the punch, and counter with your right. But my arm said, I ain't got nothing to do with it. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Oh. You ever have air leave your body? Air just said, fuck it! And the nigga saw I was in trouble, nigga said, oh, you want some air? Ooh. And I kept trying to fall. But my legs was in good shape. My legs say, why should we fall? Ain't nobody hit us. You gonna make
say, baby. Can I talk for a minute? Like so.
get lit.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Plant the seeds and use the tree. To take the swish of cake on a philosophical journey.
Inhale the tree.
To another place.
Inhale the tree.
Strawberry.
Inhale the tree.
Banana. Mango.
Inhale the tree.
Whatever your flavor.
Inhale the tree.
You create the fantasy as you thumb the paper and flip the pages.
Inhale the tree.
Parallel plane. You are El Presidente.
Inhale the tree.
Blind with a white eye.
Inhale the tree.
Well relaxed, find the friendly skies and optimal
comfort.
Tell Panama Red what you want.
Inhale
and if we zigzag through this purple haze, it's
purple
haze. Puff the magic dragon.
Inhale the tree.
Bing bong on the magic school bus.
Inhale the tree.
Get your permission slip.
Inhale the tree.
For an educational trip to the burning bush.
Inhale the tree.
When I die.
Inhale the tree.
Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the tree.
Meet the tambourine man, who takes Alice to Wonderland, where every farmer is rich, blueberry bushes with crystals, and blacks are mild. Jack can plant his seed and grow his stalks. Light the pyre,
inhale the tree.
Ignite the ceremony,
inhale the tree.
A cycle in matrimony,
inhale the tree.
Rolling like the wind. Leaves from trees. Trees thinking about the leaves. New history. Known for his mind altering properties. Offering prophecies. That are evident and true. Take these papers.
When I die.
Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Inhale the tree.
Take these papers.
Inhale the tree.
The author of the oppressed man.
Inhale the tree.
Freedom. Life. Liberty. And the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence. From control off. No more caricatures of peace. Inhale the tree. And only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. What the axe forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
When I die.
Inhale the tree.
Burn me up.
Inhale the tree.
Get lit.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. And let the tribes of the ancient world
inhale the
pollinate
tree.
The earth, which has been a beautiful fruit. Inhale the sins of our fathers.
Inhale the tree.
Exhale the culture built on diversity.
Inhale the tree.
All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes that assimilates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness.
That stimulates the consciousness.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree.
When I die.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree. Burn me up in a firecracker. Get lit.
Hello, Mr. Fitzgerald.
Inhale the tree.
Inhale the tree.
A new birth.
Attention all managers, artists, producers, and music professionals. It's going down. The Miss Mountaineers present Buck and NR Indie Artist Seminar. Sunday, July 11th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Club Nouveau, downtown Tampa, 1701 North Franklin Street. only $10 admission. So stop letting others decide your destiny and learn the tools needed to successfully market, promote, and sign yourself. For more info, list of speakers, or performance slots, visit www.themissmouthtime.com or contact Miss Mouth directly at 813-235-5553.
Yeah, Miss Mouth Time, that's going down to Sunday, you know what I'm saying, coming up for all the independent artists out there. Make sure if you can make it through, bring your ass, because there's going to be a lot of info given out. Hey, Torque, what's a miter there, brother? What's a miter?
I'm here. I don't know what Torque is.
No. Oh, he's probably cutting up some wood, man.
Cutting up some wood.
Yeah, well, he dropped a YouTube video, and the YouTube video was a dude making a miter fence. And I'm like, what the fuck is a miter fence?
I have no idea. I live in
the
city.
We have to do a wood shop Wednesdays. But we can't do that because we're smoking weed on Wednesdays. So that's not a good combination. It's not a good conversation. Oh, man. You remember the Linda Blake interview?
I have no idea who that is.
was you on the phone that day? Or was that one of the days you took off?
When I
interviewed Linda Blake and the Jamaican dude.
And that's GTS, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
Oh.
I guess I was there, but I left early. It was on a Friday.
Yeah, I think it was on a Friday. I mean, you didn't hear none of the interview, though. Did you hear me talking to her?
Yeah, for a bit. I was getting my stuff together to go to my parents, I guess.
And she sounded like she was on a cell phone, right?
Yeah, a crappy phone, too. She sounded a bit like a chipmunk.
Right.
Yeah, that's the one. I remember.
Well, guess the fuck what, man? We've been punked.
Uh-huh. All right.
We got fucking punk, man. That was goddamn Easy Rider calling in with his fucking some shit. I don't know how the hell you did. That was fucking Easy Rider did that shit. With his goddamn voice changing program or some shit. Yeah, that was him the whole fucking time. He called me yesterday and shit. I'm talking to him on the bat hour and shit. He's like, man, it's been eating me up, man. He's like, I've been lying, just dying inside laughing and shit. He's like, I got to tell you, though. I was telling him what. And he put the little boy shit on. I said, oh, hell, fucking nah, man. That's some bullshit. I said, I need that. I mean, I got that program, man. So you're supposed to be hooking me up. I was like, hey, this little bitch, man. Yeah, that shit, that was a classic, man. So big ups to Easy Rider, man. And shouts out to Net and Net coming up on the flip side of Thangy Things. And yeah, but that was classic, man. That was real classic. So yeah. Shouts out to Bid66.com, man, for fooling us. Definitely fooling us, man. And big ups to everybody, you know, swinging through the show, man. Look out for next week, because by this weekend, I have all the promos and stuff lined up for the show for next week. And we will be going live, ParanormalSoupNetwork.com, next week. 2 to 4, I'm going to keep it 2 to 4. I got to keep the daytime out. So 2 to 4.
Decent audio quality.
Yeah, and I want to keep keep this 12 to 2 so we can, you know, bring from shit to sugar, you know, and yeah, you know how they say you going from sugar, you went from sugar to shit. No, yeah, you know, we going from shit to sugar, goddammit. Call a better network and sweeten damn audio quality up. So be moving over there, man. Y'all come check us out. International player. Yeah, Regular Game Radio is how we do, all the way from Florida to the Neverland. And I mean the Neverland. Is going to
be
our website sometime. We've been missing you.
Oh, what's up? The who?
The X Chat.
Oh, yeah, I meant to pop the X Chat up and shit. I You know, I ain't had no herb, man. I've been just fucking sucking, man. You know what I'm saying? Life sucks without weed, man. Fucking nuts.
And I are burning up all your broadband with here. We're smoking it with YouTubes back and forth.
Oh, well, it's fucking free, so hey. Yeah.
Real nice. I like
it. Yeah, it's a nice interface. And you can add a lot of stuff to it. Like them tabs down at the bottom, and that's what I just figured out. It's actually six tabs, but that's like six different web pages you can actually add content to. I mean, you can make them tabs. If you look at the bottom next to comments and you click where it says check out my videos, well, that's all Hotmail. That's all Hotmail shit you can just drop in there. So I'm going to create another one for my widgets, and then you can click on that, and it'll take you to all everybody's different show widgets. You know what I'm saying? And just post everybody's different widgets on there. So if you're looking for a hot show, click right there, bam, it'll take you right to the damn show. I might have used that as one of my official websites because I like it's user-friendly, and it looks cool. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, now, when I click on comments, that goes to mine because my machine knows that's me or something? I don't know.
Hold on. Let me see.
A little stupid here.
DJ.
Or coffee.
Let's
I'll
see
figure
here.
It out.
No, I gotta just go over there. So I get know what the hell I'm looking at.
I see the comment. I clicked on the comment, but how do I put it in? You mean I can have my own like little comment area, and you know it's Torx bunch of comment crap.
I mean, on your own thing,
yeah.
You can do that. Yeah, on your own, if you want to do it on your own.
Hey guys.
Page.
I gotta get out of here. It's after 8 p.m. and I haven't eaten yet. Not the entire day, but this evening, so I'm kind of hungry.
Oh.
Well,
so fine, brother. I mean,
we're
fucking starving too, you know, hey?
We'll see you all tomorrow.
All right, man. I'll let you
know. Have a great day.
All right. Hey, I'm finna log in, so I'll talk to you on the X chat.
Yeah, fine. See you there. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Peace out, people. Much love.